This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was talking earlier about to be white in America these days, the angst one must feel for just being born white. And it makes me think about how people probably felt back in the day when they were like, Bob, these black people just take so much. You know, how do they put up with it? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. To be white. I mean, it's amazing to me that in 2019, we are oppressing a group of people the same way that Democrats back in the day oppressed black folks for the color of their skin, and nobody sees the irony. Nobody sees the irony. White privilege, white nationalism, two terms often used by leftists to essentially denote America's, quote, racist past and supposed racist present. And I talk about this all the time in the sense that the United States is not a white country. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The United States of America is far from a white country. It is everything. There are pockets. You want to go to Appalachia? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of whites. You go to Compton, there's going to be a lot of blacks. No, nobody's complaining. It isn't like one can't live in the other. You may not want to live there because it isn't culturally your fit, but you can live there. There are black people in Appalachia and there are white people in Compton. I know. Shocker. White privilege and white nationalism. For those promoting those terms, they want to demoralize a big segment of America's population. Who would do this? Who? It's like going to a ball game, you know, of kids and heckling all the kids. You know, oh, look at little Johnny there with his limp. You know, why would you do that? We're a country that supposedly understands all the things that we needed to overcome, that we need to build people up. And all the left does is they want to demoralize. They demoralize blacks, even giving blacks everything that we've gotten, taking us to the pinnacle, to the point of the presidency, and they still want to demoralize us. It doesn't matter how big you get, Kevin. It doesn't matter how many black presidents there are. You are still a silly little Negro man that needs my help. And now it's white folks. Look, if you think you can trick black people because you've made us stupid, because you made our schools the worst ones in the country and so on and so forth, congratulations. But now you're going to the so-called educated. These are the kids. White kids are supposed to be smart enough to recognize game. And, oh, little white kid, look at you, born with your privilege. And a white kid would say, I don't know what privilege is because I can see my buddy over there has got more than I have. You know, or whatever. But that's a whole other discussion that I'll talk about here in a second. Here's my point. These are, for the most part, white privilege and white nationalism as it pertains to the Kevin Jackson Show audience doesn't exist. Forget about it. You white people have no more privilege over me, and your nationalism is colorless. Your nationalism is about Americanism. But the Democrats, the leftists, they want you to feel bad. They want you to feel bad for support of your country, this racist country, a country that you built based on your privilege. You're stepping on the neck of somebody. Nothing could be further from the truth except for the people who are accusing you of it. See, the truth is, they are exactly what they say. They are white nationalists in the sense that they don't love America, but they're nationalists in terms of their ideology. And they exercise their privilege by making sure you understand that you don't have any. I'm talking about black folks. We don't have any privilege. They do. And they exercise that privilege by reminding us of it and by trying to chastise other people, making them feel bad, as who reaps the benefits of criticizing somebody about white privilege and white nationalism. Ironically, leftist white folks. Yep. Ordinary white people, regular white folks, particularly conservative white folks, you have no more privilege than any other nationality. And just for the record, neither does anybody. Neither does any white person. And that's using a leftist measurement. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Leftists say money doesn't buy happiness. Don't believe me, but you go look this up. They say that anybody that makes more than $70,000 a year, if you make $70,000 a year, that is the edge of happiness. In other words, if you're, and let's just use it as an amount of money that helps you pay your bills. So take it up to 200 grand. That's the maximum happiness. They've proven through studies you can't be any more happy with more money than that. And I believe it. Look, I have friends that are billionaires and they do a lot of really cool things. But in the long run, I honestly believe I'm as happy as they are. Do they have more toys? Absolutely. Do they do more things? They certainly do. But they're not having more fun. So if that's the case, and by the way, these studies are leftists trying to make you feel good about not making something, about not being greedy. Don't be a greedy capitalist. If you make up to $70,000, that's the edge of happiness. Okay, so let's go with that. But if that's true, then a billionaire has no more privilege than I do. Oh, Kevin, they can get all these things done. Look, I get it. They got money to burn. They got money to buy politicians or whatever else. But based on what leftists have told me, they want to convince me, Kevin, there's no reason for you to go out there and make any more money, to be any more aggressive, to be any more greedy than making more than your 70 grand because it isn't going to make you any happier. Okay. Then you can't complain about the guy who goes out, buys politicians, buys boats, buys yachts, buys, you know, prostitutes. I don't know what he's buying. You can't say that he's having more privilege. You get what I'm saying? And then, since when did money denote privilege? It's like somebody going, well, you know, your friend there makes more money than you. He's a better man. If people measure themselves based on money, why would anybody want to be, you know, why would it, you want to be an engineer, for example, when you can be a doctor and make a lot more money? Cardiologist, a neurologist. Why would you? Why would you want to be a family practice or a pediatrician when the cardiologist and neurologist are going to make more money? If we're measuring that way, it's antithetical to anything that these people are talking about when they talk about white privilege and white nationalism. But they sell this stuff each and every day, and they're selling it to our kids. Lots more to talk about on this subject and others when we get back. Folks, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Correctness has its face, its place, excuse me. We all want to live in a polite society. We just have to kind of work on the levels and come to an agreement of what that actually looks like. I personally am not afraid of other people's freedom of expression. I don't use it as a weapon. It just makes me feel better, and I'm sorry if I hurt anybody, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. Everything I'm supposed to say.
That may be one of the funniest clips Dave Chappelle, and he ended it with with a fart sound. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We are not politically correct. I hear people say, they'll say things like, well, Kevin, I'm not politically correct. And I go, well, good for you. I'm not either. I'm not either. But I have the record. I'm on record for it. I'll tell you guys a quick story. So, buddy of mine runs a big charity, and he wanted me to come. And the person, they have a group that researches anybody coming to the event. They want to stay so far away from controversy. It's ridiculous. So he says, hey, he called me up. He says, hey, Kev, he goes, you know, got you coming to the event. He goes, I just want you to know what my team found about you. And it was almost all dominated with Fox News and you calling, you being fired from Fox and you calling the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks. And I said, yeah. And he goes, you know, you might want to clean that up. He goes, doesn't matter to me. He goes, we're friends. I don't care. He goes, I just want you to know what we found. And I said, I wear that as a badge of honor. He goes, really? He said, I'd like to kind of get your take on it. He goes, just to understand where your head is. He goes, man, it has nothing to do with the event. You're coming, you know, want you there, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, first of all, I don't think what I said was that bad. And he goes, what is a skank? So I said, it's a woman of ill repute. You know, a kind of a dirty woman, a woman that would do what those people did, accuse you of something you didn't do, you know, that kind of thing, a person that you wouldn't trust. So he looked it up. He gave me the actual definition, and he goes, wow. He goes, that's not that bad. And I went, I know. It's not that word is no big deal. I said, you know, I could have chosen words that people would immediately recognize as bad. You know what I mean? Like the C word. But I didn't. I chose skank specifically because I happen to be a wordsmith. I'm a writer and a thinker, and I chose that word specifically. And it was spot on. They are lying skanks. So anyway, he says, but you wear it as a badge of honor. I go, yeah. I said, here's why. I said, a friend of mine who's adopted 8 black kids, a white guy, wealthy white man, was accused of being a racist by people that he thought were his friends, leftist. He's working hard within the black community. My friend, I'm talking about empowerment, building buildings there, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. This guy's he does real estate, and he's investing in the black community. He's donating to black community leaders. He is an upstanding citizen among blacks. And one day, an alderman decided to call him a racist. Now, this is a man that not only invested in the black community, he adopted 8 black kids and sent them to college. And they called him a racist. And he met privately with the alderman and said, why are you trying to destroy me? You know I'm none of the things that you're talking about. And the alderman looked at him and said, man, we go back a long way. And I know you mean good. He goes, but you are making too much of an impact, a positive impact in the black community. And we decided, the blacks decided, we got to take you down. We know you're not a bad man, but we got to take you down. That's a true story. So I said, I know how this game is played. And I said, the reason why he and I are friends is because I stood up for him. While everybody abandoned him, I stood up for him. And so my friend tells me a story about a friend of his who was embroiled in a controversy, guilt by association. And he says, Kevin, when I went to his office, everything was going on. His life was practically in shambles, not financially. He's a very wealthy guy. But he said his reputation was important to him. And he says, I saw him. And he goes, we saw each other and we hugged and we cried together. And I told him, I know the character of who you are, and I will support you. And the guy was so happy. And he goes, I may be one of the few people that continue to support the guy. And I was like, well, see, you're a stand-up guy. Why are we talking? Because you're a stand-up guy. You know me. You know me to be a stand-up guy. So I said, when you read something like that, knowing the definition of skank, knowing what Kavanaugh went through, understanding that what I did was, as a principled person, say, I don't believe that story. It's got way too many holes. We've gone way too far. We are now destroying the fabric of America, and particularly hurting men within this country with these stupid, specious allegations, false allegations, and I'm going to stand up. And you need to know Kevin did the right thing. So I said, if the history books say Kevin got fired from Fox, because he called liars, lying skanks, I'm okay with that. It is a badge of honor for everybody out there, like my friend who's been accused of something they didn't do. For everybody out there, like your friend who was accused of something that they didn't do and they had people to stand by them, I want to be that guy. And he goes, dude, wow. He goes, man, now I know why we're friends. And I said, and that's why the people that listen to my show, that read my tweets, that read my work, that go to my movies or whatever else that I do, that's why they do it. That's why when sponsors eventually start supporting my show and go, we want Kevin behind, they'll say, that is a dude that stands on principle. That's why. And I'm not backing down. And if I could back, I could go grovel to Fox and go, I promise I'm never going to say it. Screw Fox. As an Italian guy said when I was coming out of a comedy club in Washington, D.C., he saw me, he recognized me. He's like, hey, dude, what's up, man? I was like, hey, man. He's like, and he looked at me. I didn't know who the dude was. And then he looks at me and he goes, man, they didn't do you right, man. And he goes, F Fox. And then his buddies were like, yeah, F Fox. And I started cracking up. Hadn't been on TV in over a year, and these guys knew me. And you know what I hear? Every time I tell somebody I got fired from Fox and I explain why, you know what they say? They go, well, what you said was true. And I go, exactly. That's why. Anyway, Dave Chappelle's talking about political correctness. What a statement he made. Good for him. That's why I consider him one of the best. We talked about Chappelle's comedy show where he talked about Juicy Smollett. And he's so, I mean, I love that clip because he's being so cleverly sarcastic as he talks about all this stuff. Yeah, I appreciate free speech and expect the other people. I don't even know. You can go back and listen to it. But I love how he did that. And then at the end, he ends it with a fart because he's saying, screw all of it. And I got to tell you, it's liberating. I can speak for myself. It's liberating to know that you stand on principle. And there are some people out there who recognize it and support you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Times Square is usually jam-packed to ring in the new year, but it's closed to the public today because of the pandemic. NYPD Chief Jerry Moynihan says there will be a police presence to make sure no crowds form.
My message to those ringing in the new year, please stay at home.
Frontline workers and first responders will be honored for their roles during the coronavirus pandemic during tonight's New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. The Senate is opening debate on what could be the first override of a President Trump veto. The House already voted to override President Trump's veto of the defense policy bill.
We've enacted an annual NDAA for 59 straight years and counting. In the next few days, the easy way or the hard way, we're going to do our job once again.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. USA Radio News. The Buffalo Bills are going to be the first major league team in New York to host fans amid the pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo making the announcement with the Department of Health on Wednesday, saying 6,700 fans will be allowed in the stadium.
Buffalo Bills, it's an outdoor venue, which is all the difference in the world from an indoor venue. Indoors, it's more difficult, first of all, right? But then, what is the size of the building? What is the percentage of people you're putting into the building?
The deal comes just in time for fans to see their first playoff game since 1996. A year-end deadline is not being met.
The Census Bureau will miss a year-end deadline for handling the numbers used for assigning congressional seats. The Census Bureau plans to deliver a population count of each state in early 2021. It will be the first time that the December 31st target date is missed since the deadline was implemented more than four decades ago by Congress. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Labor Day weekend marks the end of summer vacation and the start of another school year. But for the first time in 185 years, there will be no fall semester at Green Mountain College in western Vermont. The school fell victim to trends in higher education that could soon impact hundreds of other schools. Brooke Silva Braga was there as the college packed up for good.
Doing tours almost every
When Robert Allen became president of Green Mountain College in 2016, he admired the picturesque campus, marveled at their carbon neutral footprint, and then gawked at their balance sheet.
How soon did you realize there might be a problem?
Very quickly. I mean, within the first couple of months. I'm a mathematician by training, a financial person. I realized that we were going to come up short.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Excuse me if I don't cry for academia, for coming up short, for experiencing the problems that the normal world has to deal with all the time. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJ Radio. .com. Academia, we talk about it all the time on this program because I run an organization called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, and we are committed to getting rid of the social justice agenda and having colleges focus on what's right. You want to know what would solve the problem in colleges and universities? If they focused on what's right, the truth. The ones that are surviving are the ones that have set up the system for the others to fail. You want to talk about big business and setting itself up to be successful? Big business colluding with government? Look at education. Man, let me tell you, take big tobacco, take big oil, combine them all. Look at the 4,000 colleges and universities around the United States. Ask yourself how much money we pour into education. It pales in comparison to big tobacco, big oil, big pharma, and all of them. And yet, it's never under any scrutiny. It is the most racist, sexist. It is a caste system. It's set up for the elites to succeed. Felicity Huffman and those people are a perfect example of it. They know exactly how the system has been set up, but they pretend that it's going to help folks. It's amazing. I watch these Democrats just lie to the public. They fleece us for money over and over and over, knowing that they're not meeting their objectives. Seeking Educational Excellence, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. We also are partnered and we're absorbing a group called Purple for Parents, purpleforparents.us. and it has made a dent in Arizona. We are on the radar of Betsy DeVos and many others. Purple for Parents has single-handedly gotten rid of the sex education agenda. Well, I'm not going to say single-handedly, but have done a lot to get rid of the sex education agenda in Arizona schools, and continues to work very hard. They put Red for Ed on notice. These teachers are radicals. They have been radicalized. And it is a system that is against you. It is against your children. And it's well past time we do something about it. I'm going to play the rest of this clip, then I want to talk about what Bloomberg had to say. We're going to focus on education. Because you have children or grandchildren. Some of you have great-grandchildren that are just getting started in the school system. I want to help you figure out the best way to navigate that system. It's really a joke. But the problem is the joke's on us. Anyway, here's the rest of that clip with them talking about this college being shut down. And the guy goes on to say 25% of colleges are going to fail. And you know what I say? Good.
The main problem was shrinking enrollment. By last year, just 427 students remained on campus, broke and unable to find a school to merge with in January. Allen announced that the school's 184th graduation would be its last.
I've had a long professional career, not all of it in education. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. As you can imagine, many parents were really angry.
Kind of disappointed. A lot of people came here to build relationships and keep them going, not just to come here for a year or two.
It's pretty much intact.
What's left of Green Mountain has a ghostly feel. Empty classrooms, empty dorms. Not even the pool is filled.
And it speaks to how these closures affect not just the school and the students, but the whole community.
This is the only swimming pool in town. And was it really effectively a public swimming pool?
The costs to run a college keep going up. New buildings, higher administrative costs, but sluggish middle-class wages mean fewer Americans can afford to pay.
I think this is something people have trouble understanding. Tuition is so high.
Right.
Shouldn't it be easy to keep a college in good financial health?
It would be that if anybody really paid tuition. So at Green Mountain College this past year, we didn't have one full pay student.
Really? Not one?
And so in other words, our published tuition was roughly $36,500, and the average student paid just a little over $12,000.
We left Green Mountain and headed towards Boston. Finding other shuttered schools was as easy as pulling to the side of the road.
Southern Vermont College in Bennington, Vermont, also closed after the spring semester. This past spring also marked the last classes for the College of St. Joseph in Rutland. Just across the border in Massachusetts, Atlantic Union College closed the year before. And last spring, Newberry College here in Brookline, Mass, graduated its last class, too.
In Boston, at Harvard, we met Michael Horn, who's been studying education and has a grim prediction.
You think more of these closures are coming?
Absolutely. I think 25% of schools will fail in the next two decades.
A quarter?
A quarter, absolutely. They're going to close. They're going to merge. Some of them will declare some form of bankruptcy to reinvent themselves. It's going to be brutal across American higher education.
And Horn says the problems colleges already face finding enough paying customers will only get worse.
We know that families had fewer children after the recession in 2008, which means that in just a few years, there's just going to be fewer high school graduates and not as many students going into college. Fundamentally, these schools' business models are just breaking at the seams.
Small schools in the Midwest and Northeast are especially vulnerable, and Horn says new forms of education will bring even more pressure.
I think we're going to see basically faster and cheaper programs emerge. I also think we're going to see a lot of mobile learning programs come up where you can literally just pop on your phone, learn a few things. And so I think we're going to see a lot more of these sort of flexible, affordable, convenient programs.
Performance.
But what these college alternatives would mean for students and the families helping pay their way, that's less clear.
I have a one-year-old at home.
Yeah.
Is he young enough that society will have moved off this idea of the degree in time, that I don't have to come up with $500,000 in 17 years?
This is the big question in my household, too. I've got five-year-old twins, but I don't know. I mean, because there's huge parts of the society that have to shift with that. It's not just expectations. It's how employers hire it. And a huge reason people are going to school is for social reasons.
You're trying to sell it.
So what becomes of the classic college campus?
So the asking price is $23 million.
President Allen says he's received interest from internet.
Grim outlook for colleges and universities. I want you to think about what the average student pays for college, you know, like 20 grand a year or something outrageous, right? And in a typical scenario, let's just look at public school. The teacher is lucky if she only has 25 students. So in a college, we get people like Elizabeth Warren who make $400,000 a year to teach one class. One class. Now, ironically, she can afford it. They can afford to pay her that. Because if she has 40 kids in her class and they're all paying $50,000 a year, then the school's going, oh, we're cool. We've made $2 million. Here's your 400 grand. You get what I'm saying? So they can do it, but only at the big schools, at the Harvards and all that. And it's become a cabal. Let me just tell you what's going on. The bigger schools are working in conjunction with the government to get the smaller schools shut down. They don't want you to have a neighborhood school. They certainly don't want you to have a good, solid, faith base or a school that focuses on just your trade or your education. The colleges want you to come to college. The education system is set up so you want your kids to go to college. And then, you know, it's funny. You build up the debt. You have to go to college. My complaint, you go to college for 4 years to get a business degree. They tell you take all this nonsense classes or engineering, take nonsense classes. You double your debt. You double the amount of time you're in college. You could have been out 2 years earlier making money. But what do they want to focus on? Student loan debt.
The burden of student loan debt is preventing young people from saving for retirement, starting small businesses, starting families, and becoming homeowners.
That was Maxine Mad Max James Brown Waters telling you that the debt you're incurring from college is preventing you from starting your life in the right way. However, go to college. We're trained to want to go to college, to need to go to college. You got to go to college. College is a ruse. And I'm going to play a clip when we come back for a guy by the name of Hasan Minhaj, and then we'll try to get into this Bloomberg article, because not only is it a ruse from a financial perspective, it is a ruse from what your kids are able to express and to learn. It's worse than what I could even tell you. Maxine Waters wants to lament your debt, knowing that colleges have done nothing but raise that debt per capita more than probably any other product in American history to deliver less of a result. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Recently, Beto O'Rourke, polling at less than 2%, depending on the poll, made a comment about all the racism that was endemic in America. And it just, it really strikes me as odd that these people suddenly, he says, I suddenly realized it. And we had the clip. I don't know what happened to this clip. Well, we had the clip, but suddenly O'Rourke realizes how racist America is, and he commented about how the 8-year-old girl in a school couldn't read, or so. I don't remember all the everything that this guy talked about. Just to be blunt, was a problem with leftism. It had nothing to do with racism, but it had everything to do with leftism. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. These apologist whites drive me crazy. Because what Beto is saying is, you know, I've enjoyed a life of privilege. I watch these black children, these African-American children, and they're struggling, and it's my fault. And I'm thinking, well, Beto, do something. It's like I was talking about Elizabeth Warren earlier. Elizabeth Warren, you were a fake Indian for a long time. Now suddenly you're going to solve all the Indians' problems? Since when? I apologize for using my fake Indian status to get ahead in life. And now you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to help you doggone Indians. Beto O'Rourke, I apologize for using my status as a white man to get ahead in life. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to help you poor little black people. How insulting. Hey, Beto, have you looked at yourself? I don't know many brothers in the hood who would take help. If I said to you, hey, look, there's a skinny white boy that looks like Opie's crazy brother, and he'd like to help you. Would you want his help? I mean, if I'm going to pick a white person to help me, I'm not picking Beto O'Rourke. I'm probably more likely to pick a guy like Donald Trump, somebody I could you know, learn from, have mentor me. I'm not going to pick Beto O'Rourke, a professional grifter, a guy whose family made its money by ripping people off and who married into money. Oh, by the way, I would say that's a good idea. if you're gonna marry into money. Oh, boy. But I love how these lefties believe they're going to help everybody. They've got the magic formula. And O'Rourke, talking about racism, I swear, get the clip and you'll see what I'm talking about. Every problem the guy described, the disproportionate number of black people that are in prison. Well, how do you think that occurs, Beto? We've got a prison industrial complex that has, you know, people that don't have my skin color occupying prisons disproportionately so. Well, okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about the disproportionate crime levels in black America. Where is black America? Where is black America centralized? You guys know the answer listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I know you know this. It's centralized in cities. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. Many of you are already ahead of me because you're good students. But it's centralized in cities, controlled by Democrats. Generally speaking, controlled by black Democrats. And let me tell you something. Here's a dirty little secret about leftism in cities. All of them are controlled by black Democrats. Now, you say to me, Kevin, every mayor in every city cannot possibly be a Democrat. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you that it doesn't matter what color the mayor is. The people who control every city population bigger than 200,000, almost every city, I'm not going to say all of them, are black Democrats. Because even if they're not the mayor, they put in the person they want to be the mayor. But I'll give you an example. Blacks in Chicago, I don't know the demographic, the population, but I'll tell you this, enough to influence any election. They can put whoever they want in. They want Daley, they put Daley. If they don't want Rahm Emanuel became the blackest Jew on the planet when that cop shooting occurred and he lied about it. He was catering to black people. He gave black people reparations beyond belief. There are black elitists, drug dealers, all kinds of people who got stuff from Rahm Emanuel that he probably never thought he was going to give away. Black folk. Doesn't matter what city. The mayor of Oakland is a Hispanic. She caters to blacks. Black people dictate what she does, what her policies are. Doesn't matter where it is, Cincinnati, name it. So, you know, when we talk about all these things that O'Rourke is saying, oh, there's a lot of black people in prison. What? Does O'Rourke believe that America's just saying, you know what, we got a lot of prison space and way too many black people, way too many. We got to fill that prison space with black people. Oh, I know what he's talking about, what he said. He said something about, a black child is more likely to get suspended for the same offense as a white child. That's a lie, first of all. number one. And number two, what he's trying to tell you is black kids are disproportionately disciplined in schools than non-black kids. And he's right. They are disproportionately disciplined. But the problem is they're disproportionately meaner. They're disproportionately bad. Now, do you want to dig in and find out why? Or do you just want to believe the statistic? The statistic of why has zero to do with the reason, the rationale. The reason that these kids are bad is because their parents are bad. I can give you firsthand experience with this. I'm not guessing here, and I'm not mad about black folks. And I'm not telling you that black parents don't care about their kids. I'm telling you disproportionately we have too many that don't know how to parent. So good example. When my youngest son was attending French immersion school in the city of St. Louis, a school run by a black lesbian woman who's a friend of mine, name is Rhonda, couldn't wait to get my kid in that school to learn French. So he's in the school, and one of the kids is a discipline problem. He gets suspended. Why? For cursing out his teacher and hitting her. Gets suspended. So the next day, the mom brings the kid up to the school, pulls up in front, drops the kid off, and takes off, goes to work. The guy who ran the school, the French school, forget his name now, but, I can see his face. But anyway, not that you're going to know, so it doesn't matter, right? Conrad. So Conrad sees his kid get dropped off, knows he's been suspended for 3 or 5 days, for what he did to this teacher. And you know what he does? Brings the kid into the school. Takes him into his office. Gives the kid candy or something. And sends him to his class. So, I remember when we were told that this had happened. And I'm talking to some of the teachers. And I said, wow, that's really great. So, a kid curses out his teacher. Hits her. The principal of the school, the French school, brings him into his office, gives him candy, and sends him back to class. That's got to be very good incentive for, hey, don't hit your teacher and don't curse your teacher. And Conrad, who got fired later in the year, because, you know, he's one of these bleeding heart liberals that believes that these kids are redeemable. And I would have taken that kid to his mother's job and dropped him off. And said, this kid is not allowed in our school for the next 3 or 5 days or whatever it is. You better make arrangements. But no, you can't do that. Was he afraid of being called a racist? What? I'm not going to speculate. It was a school run by a black lesbian woman that had 70% black kids. And the majority of these black folks that were bringing their kids to these schools are inner city black people that, you know, just striving to make a living. And I know some of them, and they so wanted their kids to be able to speak another language, something they couldn't do. This school, just so you guys know, this school was free. It was free. And there was a school similar to it in Florida. I had some friends sending two of their kids to a similar school, paying $25,000 a year to send their kids to the similar type of a school. And had the same complaints, by the way. But this school was free. These black parents were like, are you serious? My kid gets to learn French culture, French language, take a trip to France in the fifth grade. It, you know, things that they would, you know, didn't have the opportunity to do. They saw it as a real opportunity. And here they were squandering it with some bleeding heart leftist white boy that wants to, you know, make these kids infantilize them. These little babies treated the parents the same way. Oh, you can't take your kid to work. You got some problems. And this is what O'Rourke and his ilk are about: making black people feel less than what we are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.